He has gone to stay at a sinner's house. These are words from today's gospel. You can't judge a book by its cover. We've all heard this warning about disappointing contents coming in beautiful packaging. All of us, no doubt, have been fooled into buying a book with an attractive cover, or rented a movie with a great sounding trailer that turned out to be garbage. Well, in the religious world, you can't judge a book by its cover is true as well. Many, no doubt, have been fooled by religious types with their great made-for-TV images who are really nothing more than wolves in sheep's clothing. In the spiritual world, you can't judge a book by its cover is true as well. In another sense, the story of Zacchaeus is a case in point. On the outside, Zacchaeus appears to be a rotten, low-life sinner. But he turns out to be humble, generous, and a religious man. You can't judge a book by its cover in his case either. Externally, Zacchaeus was a sought-off, greedy little crook in the eyes of his hometown folks. He was up to his eyeballs in an extortion racket under the auspices of the hated Roman government. He was one of those tax collectors hired by the occupying Roman authorities to squeeze money out of his fellow Jews, especially the poorest of the poor, to line the pockets of the Roman emperor as well as his own. On the surface of things, he was a rotten little scumbag. In the Old Testament, we read, people see externals, but God sees into the heart. Nowhere do we see this more clearly than in a side-by-side comparison of Zacchaeus and those who judged him. On one hand, some of the Pharisees were from all appearances holy, upstanding members of the community, pillars of the church, but underneath they were rotten to the core. Jesus called them once whitewashed tombs that looked good on the outside, but inside were filled with stench and rot. On the other hand, Zacchaeus appeared to be a rotten, no good sinner in the eyes of the people. Jesus, however, because he had the ability to see into hearts, did have the ability to judge a book by its cover. When he looked up into the tree and saw Zacchaeus, he saw a lot of goodness down deep inside this little man. People see externals, but God sees into the heart. When I was growing up as a young boy in the country, many adults in my life never gave me much of a chance or believed in me. I was small for my age, backward, and scared of life. At home, I was told that I would, quote, never amount to a hill of beans, unquote. The rector of the minor seminary called me into his office in my second year of high school and told me to my face that I was a hopeless case, and he was sending me home in the morning. He did give me a second chance, but the last thing he said to me when I left minor seminary in front of the whole class was not, "You have been a ball and chain around my leg for 6 years." Too bad he couldn't hear what was going through my mind. Well, when kids hear that kind of feedback enough, they tend to start believing. Luckily, some of the monks at St. Meinrad, where I went to major seminary, got a hold of me and did believe in me. They told me that I did have potential and they were going to help me develop it. They did not judge me from appearances or from my background, but they took the time to look into my heart and soul and help me believe in my own goodness. Because of them, I have always tried to do the same for others in my life as a priest. This place, when I was pastor here, was known to be a place where the underdogs were always welcome. And because of that commitment, God has thrown hundreds of broken people onto my path to teach me to look below the surface of things before judging them. I'll never forget one particular day when I was here. I was rushing to get vested for Mass here at the cathedral, and there were many street people hanging out around the cathedral in those days, just as there are these days. They were forever asking for help of one kind or another, sometimes at the most inconvenient time. That day, I came out of the sacristy, was headed to the back of church, and a poorly dressed, dirty-looking woman was trying to get my attention as I rushed to get ready for Mass. I assumed she wanted a handout. So I mentally prepared my speech to tell her to come back after Mass and that I would try to help her then. Well, before I could get my little judgmental speech out, she called out to me, "Father, where is the poor box? I want to give this money to the poor." With that, she opened her hand to show me a few coins. She stopped me in my tracks and showed me that no, you can't judge a book by its cover. I'll never forget it. Before that, when I was trying to raise money to open a mission church down in McCreary County, Appalachia, my first assignment, we went to all the rich and powerful people we knew, but the most generous gift did not come from them. It came from two unlikely parishioners. An uneducated, dirt-poor couple from the mountains. Neither could read or write. They lived in a little rusted-out camping trailer. And because they looked so poor, we didn't even ask them for a donation. One day, however, they came in with their TV and the deed to their few acres of rocky property to give them to the parish. They too showed me that no, you can't judge a book by its cover. Because of my personal experience with some of the monks at St. Meinrad and the hundreds of situations like these two I have just mentioned, I've spent my 50 years of priesthood reaching out to people whose magnificent goodness is hidden under some awful appearances. Some of the meanest Catholics I have ever met have been those pillars of the church types, while some of the most devout Catholics have been those who have been rejected or hurt by the church. Over the years, I've learned more than once that you certainly can't judge a book by its cover. Since we can only see people's outsides, Jesus warned us not to judge each other. We never know for sure what's going on inside of each other. It's a sound spiritual practice, therefore, to give each other the benefit of the doubt. You just might entertain angels unaware, as the letter to the Hebrews puts it.